Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayah Az. Welcome to the podcast. I really hope that you have been keeping well and staying safe inshallah. So alhamdulillah, today we are on another episode for our Ramadan series where we explore 10 ways on how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beautifully, one of the ways for us to achieve that is to actually practice humbleness. And for this conversation, I'm not going to be alone. The one that will be gracing our discussion today will be Ustazah Zahra. Assalamualaikum, Ustazah.
Waalaikumsalam, Ustazah.
How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm good as well, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for making time today. Perhaps you can share a little bit more about yourself.
Assalamualaikum, everyone. I'm Zahra Turafika. I'm an Ustazah. I'm currently working at Purgas as an educator. I've been doing some social work with single mothers. I also have like freelance classes, Quranic classes and religious classes. Yeah, I think that's about it.
So Zahra is a very knowledgeable person. She writes well.
Mashallah.
She does research well. If you have the opportunity to read her articles, her written work, that is definitely one that I encourage because there's so much you can benefit from it, inshallah. Today's topic is about humbleness, right? And understanding that when I practice humbleness in my day-to-day, I can actually attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we can start off by discussing a little bit more about why is it important to practice humbleness in our lives.
Humbleness, or you know, feeling tawaduk, feeling that, you know, rendah diri, okay, having that humility, it's not an easy thing, okay, because we as humans, we are social creatures. And being social creatures, we love attention, okay? We seek for attention. And it's not wrong because certain good things need attention. Quranic verses also catches our attention, okay? Being humble or fill yourself with humility, it's a part of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sifat kehambaan itu perlu ada. And it's not just with other creatures, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we really understand who is our creator, the 90 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we are as servants, we will always feel humble and humbled 24/7.
Inshallah.
We are always in need. Feeling humble is part of being a servant. Okay. Once we feel arrogant, then we have to ask ourselves, what are we proud of? Why are we being so arrogant? To who actually? Is it to humans or actually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So kita takut kalau dah sampai pada tahap tu.
Yeah.
So we have to feel really humble. And secondly is that there's nothing good coming out of arrogance. So we have to be humble. And one of hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if there's an atom, okay, the amount of atom of arrogance in our hearts, we will not enter paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say if we have arrogance. Yeah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized an atom. Okay, the size of an atom is really small. Yeah. Even we cannot actually, you know, see that size of arrogance is a barrier for you to enter paradise. Every time 24/7 we have to check with ourselves in our hearts. Are we feeling arrogant? Does arrogance ni reside in our hearts? And that's something difficult, kan? Siapa yang 24/7 muhasabah?
Yeah.
Tak, right? But that's an indirect way to say or to encourage us to really reflect. Why are we doing certain things? What's our purpose? And this lead me to my third point, which is it being humble bawa kita to actually know our purpose. Anything that we do, if we feel humble and we know that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically we will be humble. Humbleness, I think, is part of being ikhlas also. So that's important in our ibadah lah.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, Ustazah, for sharing that. So when we speak about the topic of humbleness, we also need to acknowledge, you know, what is the opposite of that, you know, so that we don't move towards that direction. So that when we know if we're not moving towards that direction, means we are moving towards the direction of humbleness. And I think when we take a look at the Quran, we see so many stories about arrogance.
Betul.
That we are needed to learn from and to see that, oh, these are the ways of the arrogant people and how they are not loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, those who are humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them so much.
True.
Inshallah. So speaking about, you know, humbleness, you shared with us about the importance of humbleness and how it brings us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I practice, you know, humbleness in my day-to-day?
I will share with whatever knowledge that my teachers have imparted to me. First and foremost, I think we have to really reflect on our state our being as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that you are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you know that you are always in need, you know that you have weaknesses. You know that you're not perfect. You know that you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. And that's a sign of weakness as a creation, but a strength as a believer.
Mashallah.
If we look at Surah Al-Baqarah, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says before that, وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give good tidings to those who are patient. Who are the patient? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted them with something, a calamity, a test, a trial, they will say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. Big, huge sign of humbleness. Even if you are afflicted with pain and you have the right to actually be mad, be upset, unsatisfied. Okay, that's human. Remind yourself that you belong to Allah. Allah is with you. When you feel that belonging with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you actually are saying that Allah is with me and to Him we shall return. Everything comes from Him. Right now, what we are going to do about it is something that we will present to Him. Everything will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put everything not because of you yourself, but you put all the sebab that everything happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in happiness, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. And when you put everything towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's humble, that's humility. That's something that is not easy to do, but that's something that we have to strive to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue with ulaika alaihim salawatun min rabbihim. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give salawat to them, meaning that give His mercy, rahmat, and ulaika humul muhtadun, and they are those who are rightly guided. Humble, tawadu, and some scholars say tawadu is that you put yourself in a martabat below that you are below what you deserve. For example, you know you deserve this martabat, but you put yourself a level below, okay, so that you juggle yourself. There's a hadith that says, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّ وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفْعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase honor of a person who increase his forgiveness towards others. There won't be anyone who increase in his humility except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him in his ranks. And the impression of creations actually not that important in our life, especially in our afterlife. Mm-hmm. But we want that rafa'ahu Allah ta'ala, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in his ranks. But in every rank that we elevate ourselves, right, the adversity, the trials will be bigger. You still choose humility over other things. And second one, reflect on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of humility, subhanallah. Sometimes when someone new that came to Medina, all right, Mecca, they don't even know why is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam really blends in with his companions. He didn't, you know, wear something special that tunjukkan I am a Rasul, no. Even his companions, Khulafa Rashidin, Sayyidina Abu Bakar, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Umar himself, when someone in his caliphate, someone wants to complain something to him, right? He knocked on Sayyidina Umar's door, no one answered. And Sayyidina Umar's neighbor said, oh, he's not at home, he's there. Then that person actually turned and saw Sayyidina Umar under a tree, okay, resting. A land as huge as until Palestine, right? Sayyidina Umar actually opened Palestine at that point of time. But the Khalifa himself rests under a tree, and it was said that Sayyidina Umar only had 2 pieces of clothing, one for the summer season, sunny season, and one for winter. Their actions reflect their humility. Those who are arrogant are those who actually deny truth and look down upon others.
I think reality is because the impressions of humankind will continue to change.
True.
You can please them in a way one day, but it might not work the next day. It will constantly change. And when you strive to impress creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you can, you will not feel satisfied.
mm-hmm.
in the way how you would impress Allah, then you will feel that self-satisfaction within okay. you. My father, he reminded me that, you know, Hidayah, sometimes it's important to not be an important person.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to live life not being important to other people. Because when you become very important to other people, you have so many people to impress, you have so many hearts to take care of, you have so many expectations to live up to.
Okay.
And when you are always important, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm important and things cannot happen without me. That is where it rips off that sense of humbleness.
Okay.
That at the end of the day, even in this da'wah journey, even in anything that we are doing, always have the understanding that everything happens with the plans of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we are not there, things will continue to happen.
True.
Because Islam does not, you know, need us to prosper. Right?
Correct.
We all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely send somebody else.
True.
Right, that is worthy or greater than us to be able to do things which are good. Okay, so we are down to the last part of our conversation today. And that will be to also acknowledge that there will be challenges.
True.
In our journey of wanting to practice humbleness. And as you have been mentioning earlier, it's not easy. It's really challenging. And we really need to commit, right, to want to practice humbleness. Perhaps, you know, Sasa, if you can try a little bit more, is there, like, you know, common challenges that people will inevitably face when they want to practice humbleness? And in that moment, how can they actually overcome those challenges?
Humbleness, it comes from the heart. Right.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. It's a reflection of our iman. Anything that is related to our heart is challenging, actually.
Mm.
Okay, because hearts are always berubah-ubah.
Yeah. Kan?
Despite any challenges, despite any trials, to be humble, remind yourself that the solution, the one who actually can put that humility, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will always be there.
Mm.
To whisper strategies on how, you know, Shaitan can deviate our heart. So sometimes we feel humble, but in that humility itself, we can feel arrogant. Sometimes like bisikan Shaitan that says, MashaAllah, you are really humble right now. Who are you doing this for? You don't deserve that credit.
Yeah.
You don't deserve that credit to be, you know, she's a humble person. I mean, orang lain can say that lah.
Yeah.
Orang lain can say that. But you, when there's a whisper yang say that you are humble, cepat-cepat, istighfar, seek refuge from Allah SWT, from the whispers of syaitan, and do more good deeds.
Mm.
Humility is not just a state of being, but a state of doing. You will be immersed with Allah SWT, and you become more humble. Gives you a sense of closeness to Allah SWT. And the challenges is also that we are always exposed to many things.
Mm-mm.
In our social media, everyone's lives is already in our phone.
Yeah.
When we want to post things or we want to comment things, ask ourselves juga, why do we post certain things? Why do we want to show people certain things? So you have to check your heart. But don't make it a reason for you not to do good. No, you don't have to stop doing that. You have to do more of that goodness. Okay, the things that we see is also a challenge for us. That's why Rasulullah SAW say, in terms of ibadah, look at those who are better than you. So that you are motivated to do more. But in terms of wealth, in terms of, you know, the worldly things, look at those who are not as fortunate as you. So that you will feel that you have more than them. You feel grateful and you feel that, mashallah, there's actually many things for me to be grateful. Gratitude is one of the things that can boost humility. In your life, anything that you do, put Allah SWT in the equation. That is one of the things to actually keluarkan arrogance from our hearts lah. Remind yourself that I do this for Allah SWT and I cannot be arrogant. Anything that I have, the blessings that I have, is due to Allah SWT's mercy. Guard yourself. And if you fail or if you fall, do not lose hope.
Beautiful, mashallah. So you have presented to us that it is not an easy journey.
Yes.
You presented the most important point for us to do is to seek the help of Allah SWT. I think at the end of the day, as I've mentioned earlier, as long as there is good work that you want to do,
yes,
as long as you put Allah in the equation, yes, you acknowledge all of the work that you are doing, but the reason behind the work that you are doing is that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah, that will be helpful in our journey. So before we end, I actually have two bonus questions for you, if that is okay. But so I didn't prep you for this. So the first question is, do you have like a Quranic verse or a hadith of the Prophet or quote from our scholars or anything that you usually hold on to?
Surah Al-Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says فاذكروني أذكركم, remember me, I will remember you, واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون, and be grateful to me and do not deny me of my blessings. In this ayat, Allah SWT asks us to actually remember Him. He will put a more special light on us, right? He will put more emphasis on, the attention is towards us. And actually, in reality, when you remember Allah, it's actually Allah remembering us. And that's beautiful. And Allah SWT says, be thankful to Allah SWT. And Allah SWT says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا, be steadfast with sabr and also salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those who are patient. And do not think that those who die in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as those who are dead. But in, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His eyes, they are among those who live. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually test you with fear, hunger, lack of wealth, with lives, and give good tidings to those who are patient. Everything that we are facing right now, can, when for, because you asked me when, you know, I feel sad and sebagainya, what's my go-to, is that that's a reminder for us that whatever that we are going through is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. It's for us to actually get that good tiding. But the key is, what you are going through right now, you have to actually insert two things in it, sabr and salat. Meaning that sabr, you have to be patient, okay? That's good tidings, but you have to be patient. And salat, meaning that connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite your test. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite your sadness, despite you feeling very broken, very devastated. وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us good and glad tidings. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, meaning that we surely will test you. But Allah says, in any situation you are tested, you will receive good news. It's part of your life to actually face the test. While facing the test is also a form of your ranks being elevated. And the hadith is also Al-Mar'u ma'aman ahab. Okay, a person is with those in hereafter is with the ones that he or she loves. Remind yourself of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his life story, there's all the solutions that you need. In his life story, there's all the guidance that you need. Be steadfast, be patient, be grateful. You will be with him if you are following in his footsteps. So maybe dekat dunia ni, we will be the most miserable person, okay? Being tested and so much more. But in the hereafter, it's all worth it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Ustazah, for sharing that package of motivation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who always remember him, so that he remembers us in all of our days. And I think on the day where we need it most, right? And that is on the day of judgment, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember us, for Rasulullah SAW to recognize and remember us as well. Inshallah, ameen. My last question is, if there is one message that you feel that is so important that you need to tell all of our listeners, it can be anything like related to today's topic or not related to today's topic, what would it be?
Make it a point before you depart this world to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in love with Him, to be close to Him, because we are going back to Him. If we want to go somewhere, right, we have to know the address.
Yeah.
I want to go to Pasir Ris. But I don't know the address. I don't know which bus to take, which MRT to take. But I can say I just want to go to Pasir Ris. And I don't know how the flat looks like, how the neighborhood looks like, right? I do not know. So, do I really want to go to Pasir Ris? If I don't really do research, tak tengok Google Map, just saying that I want to go Pasir Ris, right? So that's the same thing for us as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be in Jannah. We want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we really know Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Do we really know Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I tell myself that, make a point before I die to really, really know where I'm going after I die. Really prepare for what, you know, lies beyond our worldly life. What do we want to bring and what do we want to present to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Some people, they present their good deeds. Some people, they present with their blood. Some people present with maybe their torn clothes, okay? Their hungry stomach. You know, Allah, look at my stomach. It's hungry, but it's still patient because it remembers you. Some people present to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala their broken hearts. Ya Allah, look at my broken heart. It's torn into pieces. But Ya Allah, I still live because of you. This is my presentation to you, Ya Allah. Die trying in your striving. InshaAllah. It's not for you to be proud of, right? But at the same time, it's something that you bring back. But if you actually prepare, that shows your determination. And everyone has their own form of preparation. Yeah. If you find that others' preparation is bigger, do not feel overwhelmed. Do not feel that, you know, alamak, yang lain buat banyak dan sebagainya. It's okay. Find your own strength. The doors of heaven is a lot. Some people, they masuk heaven too because of their smile towards their brothers and their sisters. Some because of their sedekah. Mm-hmm. Some because of their tahajjud. Some because of their love for animals. Find your own strength and present it to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam.
MashaAllah, that is really beautiful, Saza. And thank you so much for sharing all that you have had shared on the episode. May the listeners benefit from all of your sharing.
Ameen.
And more importantly, begin to take steps to come close to Allah, to learn more about Allah, and to prepare for our journey ahead of us, inshallah. So thank you, Saza, for being here. I'm really happy to have you on the podcast.
I'm happier.
I'm happiest. Alhamdulillah. May Allah be the happiest, inshallah. So, yeah, we have come to the end of today's episode. All that is good comes from Allah. We apologize for any of our shortcomings. And we are actually coming to the end of our Ramadan series. So, I think there's going to be one more episode after this. So, inshallah, really looking forward for you to tune into the episodes, find benefit, share the benefit, inshallah. And yeah, just take care. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.